This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp.
Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and our next guest is one part of the band we've just heard from with the lead single Contact High from their new album Moment Bends. He's in fact the founding member of the band. Welcome to Joy, Cameron Bird from Architecture in Helsinki.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for joining us here on Joy this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, firstly, congrats on the album. It's not often I can say this, but I actually don't flick through a single track, which is a huge achievement for me.
Thank you. That's what we're aiming for when we make albums.
It beats any kind of award, believe me. Now, can we kick things off with a bit of background on the album, like all the technical stuff, where it was recorded, produced, all that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah. We made the record over a sort of an 18-month or two-year period in our studio, which we built in East Brunswick in Melbourne, and yeah, we were sort of in a shop top above a Thai restaurant, and we set up all our gear there and sort of spent pretty much every day working on it in that period, and had a friend engineering and Frank who mixed and mastered it, and yeah, it was a really awesome experience making it.
It's fantastic that you did record it locally in Melbourne. So many bands are kind of heading over to the States to do all the recording. Was that an option for you guys, or did you know that you wanted to do it locally?
Well, for us, we need to be able to take time to make good music. I think we're not the kind of band that can sort of perform on cue and hire a studio for a month and say, okay, we're going to record a record.
Yeah,
we need that luxury of time in order to make things happen how they're supposed to. Let things take their time and breathe and evolve.
Which has become quite a unique thing as well in the industry, I guess. People rush out that next album, whereas you guys have taken your time. Did it just come to a point where you went, yeah, actually, I think it's time we recorded another album now? Did it just kind of happen organically, or?
Yeah, we really wanted to take that risk with making the record in such a long period of time, because in the past, when we have felt that need to rush or the expectation of labels and fans to want the next record, which there definitely is in the musical climate at the moment, but I think that we kind of look at making records as something which is also, you've got to think about the legacy of the record that you're making, and we'd like to think that in 20 years we've made a record that we can still be proud of and not really be so concerned about the fact that, you know, people might want us to be touring or I think at the end of the day it's all about the music for us.
Definitely, and hopefully in 20 years I still won't be flicking through a single track, you never know. Now, the Architecture in Helsinki lineup has changed a few times over the past, say, 4 or 5 years. For a while there it was almost like a tribe of you guys. Bringing the band back to, how many are there now, 5 or 6?
There's 5.
5 of you now. Was that a difficult process to see people sort of come and go from the band?
Yeah, I mean, it always is. Like, because when you're playing in a band with people, it's, you know, they're like your family. So it's like family members leaving or, you know, and it's definitely, you go through a lot of touring and, you know, recording and being and rehearsing and being around band members pretty much, you know, as much as anyone else in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely strange to change, but it's also just sort of, you know, part of the evolution. It's sort of taken in your stride. It's like a lizard, if its tail falling off, it grows a new tail.
Exactly, yeah. And obviously the sound of the latest album is something that probably wouldn't have been achieved without this sort of change in the band, I guess.
Yeah, it's all about the chemistry between the people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, you guys have spent so much time overseas, it's not funny, but you're back doing the Groove in the Moo dates and also playing here in Melbourne on May 26th at the Hi-Fi Bar. Do you guys find much of a difference in the crowds, like local versus international? Is there much of a difference?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny, we've had such a weird sort of tenure with the band. Like, I guess when we started out... And we got a lot more recognition overseas than we were getting in Australia. So our audience overseas was much bigger than it was And I guess because we've spent so much of the last 5 years here and in making the record and touring, and yeah, I think that our crowd down overseas has maybe got smaller and our audience here has got much bigger. So, yeah, we just did a European tour, which was awesome, and the crowds were great and it was really fun. But, yeah, the difference in response to the songs is pretty different. Like, you know, especially on this festival we've just done, the crowds have just been ridiculously wild.
So. Yeah, awesome. And the Aussie crowd, they're not afraid to sing along, are they?
No, Aussie crowds are they're not reserved at all. They're there to have fun, and yeah, they're just really genuine and excitable music fans.
Yeah, they let it all hang out.
Exactly.
And how about the US? Because you guys are heading back over the US pretty soon, and we always hear how hard it is to crack the market over there, but you guys seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, we've always gone pretty well in America. I think I'm not sure why that is, but yeah, we've done a lot of touring over there, and this will be our first tour over there in 4 years, so it's like getting back on the horse again, but we're really excited to play there. We have a lot of fun. It's kind of our, you know, home away from home.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of the rest of the year, plans for Architecture in Helsinki, are you guys just pretty much going to be here, there and everywhere touring around the whole world?
Yeah, just trying to play the record to as many people as we can, and, you know, just... really excited. It's kind of the most exciting part of making an album is actually getting to play it to people, and it's sort of like when you get to bring your dream to life, I guess. So we're really excited to be touring again.
Yeah, super. And by the looks of the online media, everyone's super excited to have you back, so it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I always try and get a little bit of an exclusive during my interviews. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But is there some kind of collaboration or something in the pipelines for Architecture in Helsinki that isn't already out there in the World Wide Web that you can share with us today?
I don't know. Not really. I don't think we have anything teed up. I mean, it's always in the back of our mind that we might want to work with people, but I think it's more a case of, you know, hopefully this summer in Europe and America we'll meet up with some potential collaborators. It's always nice, you know, meeting other bands at festivals and stuff, so who knows, maybe I'll give you a call when I know for some juicy gossip.
All right, sounds good. The final question I ask here on Bandcamp to every guest we have on is the same one, and we get some really awesome answers. So basically I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and in that sort of 20 seconds or so it takes for me to do that, I ask you to come up for a mission statement for Architecture in Helsinki. So are you up for the challenge, Cameron?
Sure.
All right, here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Cameron Bird, what is Architecture in Helsinki's mission statement?
Well, I guess Architecture in Helsinki is an art group, collective, people passionate about ideas and music and production, and celebrating kind of honesty and integrity in ideas and music, and hoping to bring the best out of people, which is what we do.
Oh, very nice. Well done.
That was hard.
It's a hard one. You did really well, though. Now, the album is Moment Bends. The gig is May 26 here in Melbourne at the Hi-Fi Bar, and the website is architectureinhelsinki.com. The big thank you is to Cameron Bird. And Cameron, I thought it might be nice for you to pick the next song we hear from the album. So absolutely your choice, whatever you want to hear.
Oh, sure. I'll pick W.O.W. Walking on Water.
Excellent. Here it is right now on Bandcamp here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.